Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. It is Sam and Greg on this Sunday morning, 15th day of September. How you doing?
All right.
He's just bouncing around here. All right, we got our first guest of the morning here, and look, we got
to
get
to can't
this.
Wait. Always great to visit with this guy.
Yeah, and I want him
we
to
don't know where to start with him. Where you got a place to start with him?
Yeah, we actually do have a place because he got a text last night. Let's see if he's going to participate in the text. If you're just joining us, we started the show talking about some of the things that we have going on weaved throughout this show, and one of the elements is that, in fact, tonight is the Emmy Awards. Not that we're going to sit and watch them, but gave us an excuse to come up with our list of our five all-time favorite TV shows. So I sent Gil a text last night. I didn't wait for a response. I just sent it to him. I said, if you can participate in it, cool. If not, you know, we got plenty of other stuff to talk about. So as we welcome Gil Tyree in from the wonderful city of Philadelphia, did you get the text and did you get a second to
No, I didn't. I did not get the text. And you know something? You haven't given me enough time.
That's okay.
All right, so okay.
Can you think of one or two though? Can you think of one or two? Like if you were going on a desert island, like I'm taking this catalog of all Sanford and Sons, or I'm taking all ERs, or you know.
Well, I will say this: Good Times will be in there.
Okay, that's enough.
Okay, the Jeffersons will be in there.
Okay.
You brought up Sanford and Son, most definitely. How about Room 222?
Man, ooh, Mr. Kaufman.
Yeah.
Man, Mr. Kaufman. That's going back.
Yeah.
So, and yeah, that's going back. But I mean, outside of those four, I'd defer to Sam to give me the fifth one. He would pencil in my fifth.
We're gonna get Sam's, but this is yours. Okay. I'm surprised he didn't have a drama show on there. He didn't say. I mean, Gil didn't have a drama show.
I'll give you a drama show. I'll say Mannix.
Oh.
Okay, Mannix. I was a big Gail Fisher fan back in the day.
Oh. I always liked it when Mannix would sneak around. I always liked the crunch he had on the bottom of his shoes. He'd be always like,
yeah. And well, cool, Gail Fisher and Denise Nicholas were two of my faves.
Look at that.
Yeah, that's great. And an honorable mention to Diane Carroll.
There we go.
Okay, yeah, Diane Carroll too. Absolutely.
Gil, always great to catch up with you. Of course, it's a big week for Falcons fans. I don't know if you watched what happened with the team last week, but not what people were expecting to see. But now they come up your way tomorrow night, prime time. The lights will go on against the Philadelphia Eagles. And what are your thoughts up there? Have people gotten over the debacle with the Eagles at the end of last season for this year?
You know, Sam, that's a good question. It's still in the back of their minds. Ironically, last week's game between Pittsburgh and Atlanta was broadcast here in Philadelphia. And, a lot of people had some eyeballs on that game. But this is a game for week two, from a Philadelphia perspective, is really, really important because of a couple of things. One, the health of A.J. Brown. He did not practice yesterday. And he has a bad hammy, and this is a hammy that bothered him when he was at Ole Miss. It was a hammy that bothered him when he played for the Tennessee Titans, and I'm a little concerned about that. And he is questionable for tomorrow, for tomorrow night, and that'll be huge if he can't go. The other thing, even though they did win the game, they beat the Packers 34-29. There's still some concerns about Jalen Hurts and his ability to adapt to his new center in Cam Jurgens. They had some problems. There were some turnovers there. There were some poor throws and what have you. And everybody's looking at that. And also from the standpoint of defensively too, Sam and Greg, I mean, your leading tackler was Zach Bond and a great guy picked him up from New Orleans. Somebody that Vic Fangio, the new defensive coordinator, is well aware of from his days in the NFL, and really is very excited about him. But the second level, if you look at your top four tacklers against Green Bay, they were all in your second level. So that means your pass rush is something to be really, really concerned about, or at least it peaks you up a little bit, peaks your interest up. Other than that, you know, N'Kobe Dean's been playing well. They have a little semi-controversy with Devin White? Is he hurt? Is he healthy? Will he play tomorrow night? Is he already in Vic Fangio's doghouse? So there are a lot of things in play. And of course, Saquon Barkley has been the big story here, too.
That's what I want to get to.
In his play as well.
I'm sorry for jumping on you there, Gil. Again, Gil Tyree joining Sam and Greg.
No.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, 92.9thegame.com. Yeah, I was sitting on this one because you guys got a weapon. You have a weapon now that you can't manufacture. You can't go out and draft. You have to have a player who has this intestinal fortitude that came from some unimaginable place. And I say this because of this.
Mm-hmm.
Saquon Barkley, you know about his time in New York. So to get out of that situation and the run the way he did, like I've seen in preseason and I've seen, or at least in footage in camps, and last week, you got a guy who wants to prove that not only is he one of the top running backs in this league, but that the running back position should not be slept upon. And this is what you can get if you get the right person. It's not Christian McCaffrey, but it's flat out straight ability running. You know, this guy is, like I said, he's not going to be that dude out in San Francisco, but he is showing you that he is a special type of running back, and Philly should be just foaming at the mouth, happy to have him.
Right now, Greg, you're spot on everything. The one caveat I would say, you know, regarding Saquon is right now he's healthy. Okay, that's the one thing. And there's a little concern about him moving forward as he's integrated even more in Kellen Moore's offense and he gets more and more touches. But you're absolutely right. Coming back home to the state of Pennsylvania, was a star at Penn State, grew up, you know, much story has been chronicled and how much, you know, and then you add the love-hate relationship between, not really love-hate, but hate-hate relationship between the Giants and the Eagles.
Yeah.
And then, you have a toxic mix. But, you know, I just hope he doesn't become Christian McCaffrey in terms of what they're dealing with out there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
Okay, and that's my concern. He's had a lot of injuries. Okay, he's had a good career, but he's got a lot of mileage on him. And we're just in week two of the NFL season. Let's see how this looks, you know, come November and December as we move deep into the schedule.
Yep.
But you're right. You're absolutely right in so many ways. And he's been the X factor. You know, I think that Coach Sirianni was criticized a little bit for not using him in the preseason, but you see why now, because he's really he turned it on down in Brazil last week, and he'll have the lights on him again tomorrow night. And of course, you know, it's a big night here. They retired Nick Foles' number, and you know how Atlanta and Philly play. I mean, it's always something, whether it's an NFC title game with Michael Vick or whether it's Matt Ryan returning back to his hometown, there's always some intrigue. The only thing we don't have is Julio Jones, who ended his career in Philadelphia. That's the only thing.
I'm surprised.
We don't have to make this a big, but you guys have got some issues, you know, with, you know, the quarterback situation where we see Michael Penix. There's a lot going on. I mean, there's a lot of intrigue, and we'll see how this thing shakes out.
That I was going to say, that surprises me that Nick Foles is getting his. I mean, I understand why.
Oh, yeah.
But
like
a minute and a half ago, he won the Super Bowl. And I bet if I ask Gil, there's some guys he stepped over who should have their number retired that played for the Eagles.
Oh, no question.
Who's the one guy that had their number retired that you feel is being looked over?
That hasn't had his number retired?
Right. With Philly. Like Randall Cunningham, has he had his?
I think Randall Cunningham definitely. I would put Seth Joyner in that category. I'd probably put definitely B&E. You know, they've given Eric Allen what he's accomplished and his accomplishments have been honored here. And another guy that I really think that they really never got a lot of publicity in what he did was Wes Hopkins. And I thought Wes did a great job when he was here. And of course, you know, what are you going to say about Brian
Dawkins?
safety. You know, I mean, what are you going to say about that? You know what I'm saying? So, all of that being said, is you're right, Greg. You're right. You're absolutely right.
All right. Before I let you go, now the Braves got the Dodgers here in town, and we are actually rooting for the Phillies.
Yeah,
we're rooting for the Phillies this weekend because you guys are playing the Mets. I never thought we'd be saying that, but that's how this thing's shaping up, right?
Sam, I'm glad you brought that up because I was really looking forward to talking to you, Greg, about that, about this. The next next 7 games, scoreboard watching tonight, Dodgers play Atlanta. Phillies play the Mets earlier, so you guys have the late game. Then we go into a series where Phillies play at Milwaukee starting tomorrow night. That's a big series at Milwaukee. And then the following weekend, next weekend, 4 games in New York. Games against the Mets.
Yep.
New York. And then the Braves get the Mets in Atlanta. That's going to be our determining series in terms of what we see, whether it's a wild card, whether it's the division or what have you. Right now, Philadelphia's magic number is 7. They look like they're going to clinch the division. I say look like because I was a little concerned on game 1 of that Mets series when they got blown out. And we just have not seen, we've had some struggles in our terms of pitching staff with Suarez and I'm not sure Nola's right. The only consistent good thing has been Wheeler, and Bryce Harper got on track, hit 2 home runs last night. So we'll see. But I still think, and I said this before when we talked about this earlier in the year, Greg and Sam, injuries have played a factor in this. And the Braves are still hanging around. And they've had some major, major injuries, but they're still right there. Yeah. Okay? And you know how this series has played out, whether it's Philadelphia or the Braves. It's always the wild card team seems to prevail in that series in the postseason. And right now, I think the Braves are in a pretty good situation. They just got to continue pressing on and pressing on. But once they get past this and they're able to get the wild card, and right now that threat is from New York, I think they're going to be okay. I really do.
We got to bring them back during the playoffs. Gil, we're going to be calling you up.
All right, Gil.
Have a good rest of your weekend, buddy.